This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
A swing and a miss, and that's a Redbird winner. The Cardinals have swept the Nationals, and they have won eight consecutive games and find themselves a game behind the Cubs in the Central Division standings.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX. And on Mondays at 10:30, we talk to Matt Pauly. He is the host of Sports Open Line. Pre- and post-game coverage for the Cardinals and the Redbird Rush Hour, which happens at 5 o'clock every weekday. That as long as Cardinals baseball does not interfere with that show. And today, the pregame show is at 4:50. First pitch at 5:45, Cardinals take on the Phillies in Pennsylvania. Matt Pauly, how about this team having won eight straight?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think all year long they have been an entertaining team, showing off a fun style of baseball. Now the winning is going along with it. So it's fun. I hope Cardinals fans are enjoying this right now because three games over 500, eight-game winning streak. They've swept a couple teams in a row. They went on the road and had a nice series. Now we get to see them against a legitimate World Series contender. There's a lot of good things happening right now.
I will say, just a casual fan observation, which is a testament to how spoiled we are, winning, to me, feels like Cardinals baseball. I'm like, now we're back to Cardinals baseball. Like, it feels right to have a team that's winning and that's competitive. I still feel like feeling down on the Cardinals is an unusual feeling.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of looking around, I shouldn't do this, but I was kind of looking around Twitter last night, looking at some responses to, you know, tweets and things, and there's a contingent of people that kind of hate watch the team because they're unhappy with some things, and I was kind of looking for those people to see what they were saying about this, and I had a hard time finding them. And that's a good sign. That means that even people who maybe don't love John Mozeliak, maybe don't love Oliver Marmol, maybe don't love the ownership of this team, things that I disagree with, but even people who feel that way, it feels like they're starting to at least hop on a little bit here and enjoy what's going on.
Yeah, Ollie Marmol, by the way, will be on the Gas House Gang tomorrow at noon. He's with us every Tuesday at 12. And so we'll get his thoughts on what's happening here. And the team has, within this eight-game winning streak, I mean, they beat up on a couple of teams that aren't very good, like the Nationals. They're not very good. The Pirates aren't very good either. Does that matter?
Yeah, it does. You can only play the teams that are on the schedule. But I think we'd be, if they would have won eight in a row and the eight would have been against the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Braves and, like, you know, you get what I'm saying. Yeah, it matters who you're playing. And they've got the Mets in there. The eight-game winning streak did start with a doubleheader sweep against the Mets, and the Mets are a really, really good team. So it's not all, you know, kind of PUD teams. But it matters, but it doesn't take away from the fact that they have won eight in a row.
Well, also, they're winning games on the road. which is a big deal for this team.
Which they weren't doing early in the
year. Before.
Yeah, I mean, to go and they've still got six more games on this road trip. They'll play three against the Phillies and then three against the Royals, and the Phillies are a really good team. The Royals have been playing pretty good baseball here recently. I think they've played better baseball than they actually are, but to go back to like the question that you just asked about who you're playing against, yeah, the Royals have gotten a lot of their recent wins against not-so-great teams, but they also can only play the teams that are on the schedule.
Well, over the last 3 weeks, are the Cardinals playing better baseball than they are, or are they closer to this than what was going on in the first few weeks?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So I've talked a lot about on Sports Open Line, because clearly this year, every team in baseball, this is true for, you've seen them play their best style of baseball and their worst style of baseball, and then a lot in between. And who this team actually is somewhere in the middle. It's not who they are at their best and who they are at their worst. I would contend that they are closer, who they really are is closer to what we've seen when it's been really, really good as opposed to when it's been really, really bad. But I still think we're kind of figuring out who, like, what we've seen, this run of starting pitching here recently where, you know, the starting pitchers went 7, 7, and 9 innings in three consecutive days. Like, things like that probably won't keep happening over the course of the season. So that's one of those things that says, okay, they're not quite as good as what they've been. But at the same time, what we saw earlier this year from the bullpen, which really hurt them and really limited their opportunity to win games, I don't think that's a good indicator of who they are
either. But what the starters have done has helped out the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Over and not just over the last several games, but that can have some effects over the next few weeks too by pitching deep.
100% correct. And even yesterday's game, you know, everything matters. Like that's one of the things I love about baseball. Everything matters from one inning to the next, from one day to the next. And yesterday, the Cardinals are able to add on a couple, you know, runs in the 7th and 8th inning, and they started down the path of their high leverage guys when they went to, you know, Steven Matz, yes, but he was also, part of his job was also to just cover some innings and get it to the final three innings before you go to, you know, Maton and Leahy and Helsley. So they get to Maton, and then the Cardinals make it a 5-run game, and you're able to avoid Leahy and you're able to avoid Helsley. And now let's see if that, you know, pay some dividends today. So that's one of those situations where, and also, you know, the Cardinals in that first game of the series against the Nationals, they got to the Nationals bullpen early. Did that impact the way things went over the course of this series? Because, you know, some of those guys that they saw in yesterday's game, they saw earlier in the series. So it all connects to each other.
Well, we talked about how there's something fluky about winning streaks, obviously, with the Blues. There's a fluky aspect to it. However, it's not negligible. It's not insignificant to go on a win streak like this. So, yeah, the last 10 games, the Cardinals are playing better than anyone in Major League Baseball. But it is an indicator that certain trends are going to be moving in the right direction again. And these wins matter. I mean, put them in the bank because you're inevitably going to hit a rough patch again.
Yeah. Again, going back to my everything matters thing, like there's something that people get frustrated with me is when I talk about underlying numbers, when I talk about hard hit rate and launch angle and those sort of things. And the reason I talk about those things is because more often than not always, but more often than not, if those numbers are in a certain area, well, then that's going to result in the baseball card numbers being good. Average, home runs, RBIs, OPS, all those sort of things. So you look at one thing to kind of get an indication if something else is going to be good. Well, for a team to go on an 8-game winning streak, there's got to be something underlying that's going right for them to get all these wins. And I think this is one that's really easy, and it's about the eye test. And I'm not an eye test guy all the time, but just watch this team and look how they're fun, they're energetic, they're doing things the right way, they're aggressive. You know, the fact that, you know, Victor Scott II and Mason Wynn and Lars Nootbaar and Brendan Donovan and these younger guys are able to kind of go out and play the game in their style. And they even, you know, one of the quotes that came out of the clubhouse after yesterday's game, I think it was Nolan Arenado who said it, is, you know, just talk about how every day it feels like they're going to the ballpark to win a game, not going to the ballpark to have something hopefully hopefully good happen to them. And it's really easy to say those things when you've won eight in a row and you're three games above 500 and the vibes are good. Okay, that's fine. But I do think there is some truth to the amount of belief that exists in that clubhouse right now that this team can continue to play some pretty good baseball.
It's something I think we're going to discuss a little bit on Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock today. But I do want to highlight it with you and get your thoughts on it. I think we're also forgetting, maybe, not all of us, but I think when we're talking about the team, we're not paying enough attention to the fact the lineup is very, very inexperienced. That you've only got two players in the lineup who are out of options. And by options, for people who don't pay attention, that basically means if you have options, player options, that means that you are under team control for a while, which means you're still very early in your career. Mm-hmm. And they've only got two guys who are out of that in Arenado and Contreras. This lineup is very inexperienced otherwise compared to other teams in baseball.
Yeah, I don't always love when we talk about like Lars Nootbaar and Brendan Donovan being young, because to me those guys have hit the point of their careers where it's kind of prime of their careers. They're not kids anymore. They're not super young. But to your point, it's a lot of non-old guys. So there's two old guys, to your point. There's Arenado and there's Contreras. And everybody else is not old. Either they're really young or they're kind of in the prime of their career, early on in the prime of their career. And that is – and look, even like the new – I keep going back to Nootbaar and Donovan. Yeah, there are expectations for these guys. But what if either of those guys really, really accomplished in their careers? And that's more about Nootbaar than Donovan, because Nootbaar's missed a lot of games due to injury. Donovan's played in a lot of games. He had a 153-game season in 2024. But those players have never been key players on a winning team. Maybe Donovan a little bit in 2022, but he wasn't expected to do a whole lot. That was Pujols and Molina and those guys. So this is the first time for a lot of these guys to be the centerpiece of a team that could potentially win some ballgames here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, Matt, quick question on some Blues news. Jeremy Rutherford, who writes for The Athletic, covers the Blues for The Athletic, said that Jordan Kyrou could become a trade candidate this offseason. He's got a full no-trade clause that kicks in on July 1st, but he does have 6 years left on an eight-year, 8.125 AV contract. Do you think Jordan Kyrou could be on the trading block?
It's hard. Like, I don't know where he's at with that. He would obviously have to go along with it. If I'm Doug Armstrong and I can trade Jordan Kyrou and I can still get an elite level player back, whether that's whatever you get back for the trade or because you're saving money and you're able to go get that somewhere else. Like, if the one for one eventually becomes another elite level player walking in that door, I would be in favor of that. I like Jordan Kyrou. I don't dismiss his talent. He's one of the most talented players in the NHL. But I do think sometimes he becomes a passenger, We saw that in some really big moments in the playoffs where it just it didn't look good. It didn't look like he was really contributing. Now, that there are also some – I want to be fair on this. There were times where he was a big, big, big-time contributor, and he had a really, really good season this year, and he seemingly found a new gear under Jim Montgomery. So I'm not trying to be dismissive of those things, but he scares me. He scares me because of his ability to sometimes just all of a sudden not be a factor or even be a negative factor. Is that fair, Amy? Is that a fair assessment?
I think that is very fair, and I get it. I know even too some fans might still have a sour taste in their mouth because of the comments after Coach Craig Berube was let go. At the same time, it is not that easy to replace a perennial 35-goal scorer.
Right.
That's hard to do. But I think what you said was, pretty spot on.
Okay.
Matt, why do you hate soccer so much?
I don't hate soccer. It's not my favorite sport in the world.
I saw your tweet mocking the beautiful game. Yeah.
Well, he didn't mock the beautiful game. It was specific.
No, I didn't mock. I said that City's like boring and uninteresting. Like, I have never watched more soccer in my life than I watch now. And I watched these City games, and I watched on Wednesday in the Open Cup when they ended up winning, but it was not overly interesting, and then they just didn't look good against San Diego. And then I've got the MLS season pass package, and I'll randomly flip on another game, and I'll go, huh, this is kind of cool. Look, they're running around and doing things that look cool. And then I turn on City, and they don't do that. I'm not smart enough to like break this whole thing down. I just know the product that's on the field for City is not as entertaining as other teams in MLS. That's fair?
Yeah, it's totally fair. Here's what I'll say. The experience of going... I went to the game on Saturday.
The experience is amazing.
It's great.
It's amazing.
It's great to go. The crowd is trying. I think the crowd is doing what it can do. And Carolyn Kendall Betts, before the season started, said, we have to make the playoffs this year. And this is not... She
didn't say we have to. She said we will.
Well, no, she said in a podcast, I think her exact quote was, we have to make the playoffs. I can look it up, but I'm pretty sure she said, we have to make the playoffs.
That sounded like a question. We have to make the playoffs? Question mark?
So I think, she
said it. Maybe she didn't say it that way. You're right.
Yeah, we have to make the playoffs hands down is what she said. So, okay. That's coming straight from the owner. And, they are not playing anything like that right now. They don't look good.
No, they don't, and I think they're 6 points out of a playoff spot. That's not really a big deal, but they got a bunch of teams that they got to jump over, and they just got to play better. Even that game on Wednesday, and people that it was an Open Cup game, so it doesn't count for like the MLS standings. But they were playing a lesser opponent; they were playing a USL Pro team, and they still had a lot of their main guys in there. A lot of MLS teams in the Open Cup do not play their main guys, and then it was tied at halftime, and eventually they won 2-0, and they brought in even more guys to make sure they got the win. But it's very startling what we're seeing right now, and you've passed the 1/3 mark of the season. You got to start seeing some real improvement sooner than later if they want to find a way to move up into the standings and move into the playoff spot.
Well, I expect the Cardinals to continue to improve and to win their 9th in a row tonight. Pre-game show with Matt Pauly at 4:50. First pitch, 5:45. Goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.